Okay. All right. Good morning. This
Morning.
means I'm Z, compulsive overeater, and glad to be here. Thank you so much for asking me to speak, Cheryl, and getting my big book. So I'm gonna be using, of course, the For Today and also the big book. And I was at the big book study that we have here at Skivvy on Thursday nights at 6:30. It's a vision for you. And we read the first 164 pages, and then we go back and read it. And so we're on the forward, and we were on the forward to the first edition. And I know that this has been around for a long time. Like, I want to say almost like 90 years now. I think it's the anniversary that OA has been, I mean, AA has been around. But I just see it with a new pair of goggles every time that I go through the steps. So, but this time, what we are go through the book, what really struck me is there's in the first edition, there is promises already. And it says, when we look here, it says, we of Alcoholics Anonymous are more than 100 men and women. And this is a promise. This is like, we have recovered. Now, what I like to say for me is I'm in recovery. I'm recovering. My abstinence, I'm abstinent, but I'm on a losing maintenance. So I'm what, trying to approach a healthy body weight. I'm on the third time of losing 100 pounds. The pictures I showed you was when I lost I was going on my bariatric surgery journey, and that's like the highest that I that the pictures that the highest that I've been. So in those pictures I was 275, and right now I'm 175. So it puts it in perspective, like, wow, that is, I'm at my high school weight. And when I got to my high school weight, and my reunion's coming up, and I'm happy. But when I was in high school, I thought I was morbidly obese. Now, being 298 pounds, that's my heaviest, the disease gets progressively worse. So again, I'm on this journey, and by the grace of God, he's picked me up root and branch, and I'm getting, healthier. And it's so, it feels so much better in terms of fitting into things and being able to walk and changing my mom being 170 pounds versus being like 250, which is what I went up to again. So anyways, so I say that I am in recovery. That's just for me. But in this book, it says recovered. It says from a seemingly hopeless state of mind and have recovered. They say it again. Well, they say no, to show other alcoholics precisely how we have recovered. So in this book, I'm sorry, I get so excited. In this book, it's telling how we have recovered. And I'm like, whoa, this is amazing. And that is the main purpose of this book. And then it says that our way of living has its advantages for all. So right there, it was like predestined for all. So there's all these different 12-step programs, and they can benefit all of us. I OA got me go to another program to help me what interact with people, because you guys know me. I like being with my food. I like being with my lover. I named him Antonio Manja. I want to eat with him. He's not going to judge me. He tastes good. Like he's enticing, and everything. I mean, I don't want to have to interact with people. I say the wrong things or all these different insecurities that I used to have. But now with OA and then having the courage to look out and seek outside help, like it says in the big book and other programs, it has helped me be the best Z that I want to be. Because I've always wanted to be somebody else. I've always wanted to be like, oh, Halle Berry, she's so pretty. I wish I looked like her. Guys would like me or something like that. Or I used to want to be blonde with skinny with blue eyes and just this like constantly putting myself down. But now, no, I want to be, thanks to God and thanks to program, I just want to be the best Z that I can be. And I am going to make mistakes, you know? But this, one of the things it says on this page too, and this page, I have the fourth edition, I believe it's XIII, but it's page 13. But it says that this work, this is an avocation. So this means that the avocation, it's a job. It's not easy. It's not easy being abstinent. I feel like it's easier to stay abstinent than to get abstinent for me, most definitely. But it's tough. You come across a lot of different things and in life, but this is a way of living. And the 12 steps helps me get connected to God, and it helps me work through situations. And I'm doing things that used to baffle me before, that I would never have the courage to do, and I'm just effortlessly doing them. And that's the spiritual awakening that you get through working the steps. And so I loved this page because it gave me even more so hope. But one of the things that was important that we also that read in the forward to the second edition was that it is so vital and important to work with another compulsive overeater. You know, that's where I'm at now. I'm on step 12, and once I'm done with step 12, I'm gonna start sponsoring an OA again. I'm gonna take just one sponsee because I'm still learning how to take care of myself and my mom. And when I have a sponsee, that's I have to make time for them too. And I'm open to taking, you know, sponsoring someone who's has 20 years of recovery versus someone who's just beginning. That's different, you know, and we all learn at different ways, and that is okay. You know, the thing that binds us together is that we all are just trying to not compulsively overeat. We just have a willing. It doesn't even say like you have to, you know. And we only have one day at a time. And it just goes to show you, when you're looking at the second edition, there was, you know, it says here, the spark that was to flare into the first AA group was struck at Akron in June 1935 during a talk between New York stockbroker and an Akron physician. So the New York stockbroker is Bill W. And Dr. Bob is the Akron physician. And so it was just them. But then now it says here up at the top that there's 150,000 recovered alcoholics. Again, there's that word, recovered. And this was in 1955. And now that we have Zoom meetings, it's just amazing, you know, what we could do. And again, the highest service is to share my experience and to share that it is very humbling having to lose 100 pounds for the third time. It really is. And I have put my body through so much. But one of the things that I did was, because one of the things I learned in program is insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting to get different results. And so one of the things I did is I didn't punish myself. I didn't just restrict right away. I gradually tapered down on, you know, what I was eating. You know, calories, counting calories, that helped me. What also helped me, we don't endorse a particular plan of eating, but with my experience, the dignity of choice, and that it gives let it gives plans of eating. And I just, you know, it says, this is how much, you know, here's the meal and how much, you know, protein, how much this. And I just have my little journal or whatever, or I make a copy and I just check it off. And I make it very objective, you know, and I don't eat food like, you know, dieting type of thing. This is not a diet. This is a way of life for me. And I love keep it simple. I could say keep it simple, sweetie. It's the most important thing. It's not about the food, but then it is about the food because I want to be healthy, I'm 5'3", so being, I started out my journey again. I was 250 and I want to get to 150. And I had gained weight from the bypass surgery. And I have to abstain from sugar and white flour because, like it says in the big book, the allergy. When I read that, I was like, wait a minute, allergy? When I eat, I don't break out in hives. That's what I thought an allergy was. But that's not so much an allergy is an adverse reaction because my sponsor that took me through the first time, Gina, she's since passed, lover. If you don't know a word, Z, look it up. So I looked it up, just like avocation, it's like a job. And it's true. When I ingest the sugar and the white flour, I go into a phenomenon of craving. And most people, and to test it out, I'll see some yummy food and I'll be like, oh, you look so good. Oh, I miss you so much. Oh my goodness. Nope. I'm like, Z, you still can't have that. Nobody talks to food. Talk to food like that, It's like I really do mourn, certain foods, certain places, certain smells, but not worth it to me. I don't have another. I've lost 100 pounds in my 20s and my 30s. I'm gonna be 48 September 1st. In my 50s, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. I just want to maintain. And even being 150, I'm still considered overweight, like according to the BMI. But you know what? That's okay. My doctor says, compared to where you've been, it's all right. And I'm accepting of that. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful to be where I'm at. It comes full circle. It's amazing how life is. Because when I was 150, I was in sixth grade. I thought, oh my gosh, I'm so big. Da da da. I went on my first professional diet. And I'm like, now I would love to be that where be that, be there. It's just amazing how, you put things in perspective in life. And it's just a bona fide miracle that God picked me up root and branch and he I love this. Last night someone had said God launched a rescue mission. Yes, he did. September 18th, 2023, God launched a rescue mission on me. I was binging, I was scared. My best friend, my mom, had encephalopathia, and that's inflammation on the brain. And she was in hospitals and nurse and rehab facilities, and I was going to see her and take care of her, and I was just binging, in the night, and all of a sudden, I started playing for the willingness, and then all of a sudden, he just, I don't know, he gave me mercy and grace, and I stuck out one day, then I got a second day, and then I just kept going, and I just kept going, and here I am. I cannot believe it. I can't believe it. I'm 25 pounds away from my goal. I gave myself 2 years, 50 one year and then 50 the other year. Now I'm not probably going to get to the 150. I am older and things have slowed down, but I've been losing consistently. But you know what? That is okay because I know I'm going to get there. And the most important thing is that I have my higher power. I have God who has always been there for me. I'm lucky. My mom introduced me to my higher power when I was very young. I remember him up to like 3 years old. He has been my dad. He has been my rock. He's been my best friend. I love him so much. I know it's hard. A lot of people have struggled with higher power, but you know what? You can choose your higher power, And if it didn't work for you, the higher power that you grew up with, it just so happens it did for me. and how mommy introduced him to me, and how he's always been there for me. It's me that pushes away because I think I'm not good enough. And it's, I don't know where I would get these things in my head, just these low self-esteem where I would just put myself down. And I don't have to do that today. I don't. And it's okay for me to make a mistake. Z, you are a human being. You're not a super being, you know? And I say that to
5 minutes.
myself. Thank you. And again, you know, let us love you till you can love yourself. This is a process. I came into OA. My first meeting was July 12th, 1994. I was 16 going on 17. It was at the Claremont Friends Meeting Quaker place. It was the 11-step meditation meeting. It's no longer there, but that's where I went. I was breaking up with my boyfriend. Previously, when I was 13, I had a really good best friend. We're no longer besties, but that's all right. I love her anyways. Her mom would always say, "Okay, girls, I'm gonna go to my OA meeting, and then we'll go home," like when we'd have sleepovers. And I said, "You know what? When I get older, I'm gonna ask mom for the car, and I'm gonna go to an OA meeting because I think it's gonna help me." And my beloved friend's mom, who I love her more than life itself. I mean, I hope she's okay. I love her so much. She would buy me literature. Like, she bought a For Today for me. This is another one. The one she bought me, I want to keep it safe. And she bought me the 12 and 12. And it was just the sweetest thing. It was she gave me such a gift. Her mother introduced her to OA. Her mother gave me such a gift. And I'm so glad I got to write her a letter telling her how blessed and how happy I was at that she did that for me. And that's how I was introduced into OA. And I've been coming to OA, and I'm telling you, it is the only one that's helped me maintain a significant weight release. It is the only one that has helped me lose a significant weight release. I mean, weight loss. I like to say release because I don't want it to come back, but it really, really is so helpful. And so I encourage, yes, the first thing I did was go to a meeting. I encouraged finding a sponsor to help you work these steps. And if you know, this time I had to have three different sponsors. One of my sponsors, she it just wasn't working out. The second one got into an accident and she couldn't. And then I have my third one. And so it's a try fail, you succeed, you know? And you know, you're not it's okay if you don't always get along, you know, you're not it's not working with your sponsor. We still can love one another in program. So just looking to see what that person has, and you know, I like to see the light in the person's eyes and their story. And so that has just been so helpful. And of course, everyone in the room's making the outreach calls. You know, sometimes I'll make your outreach calls and I'll say, "How are you doing?" Sometimes I'm like, I'm really needing support, you know? So those are so helpful. But yes, please keep coming back. And yes, we do not give, you know, any, I try not to give any advice. All I can do is share my experience, faith, and hope. I say, you know, leave the gun, take the cannoli, like the in the Godfather. Of course, I'd say the cannoli, right? Because it's food. So, but yeah, it's just so I just hope everyone has just a blessed day, and I'll put my number in the chat, and just in case, sometimes that it doesn't happen, but it's 619-302-8136, 619 302-8136. And can you text first, beloved, so I know that it's OA family, and then I'll get back to you, and I'll try to put it in the chat during break. All right, love you. Have a blessed weekend.
Excuse me.